My name is Elena Wolf. I am 15 years old. Today is November 28th, 2022. I'm with my mom, Karen Wolf. And I'm recording this in Rockland, California. Okay. Did you like going to school? Why or why not?
I did like going to school. I spent some time living in Utah while I was growing up, and I kind of moved around a lot in school. Mm-hmm. And so that was a little tough, but I made the most of it. And I'd say by my senior year, I was kind of ready for something else. And so my senior year, I wasn't as academically successful as I could have been. But it all worked out, and I ended up in the Bay Area and lived there for 30 years.
And what about college?
I loved college. I went to a very small private college called Menlo College in the Bay Area. I really flourished in that small, caring environment. I was a business major. I moved to San Francisco. I really loved that time of my life. And
you're an RA.
I was an RA in college. It helped me how to deal with people. Also helped pay for some of my expensive private school tuition.
Okay. What are some of your most vivid memories of school?
I would have to say college. I've reflected a lot on since my older daughter recently started attending San Diego State. So I'm having a lot of memories related to college years. And kind of her experiences and reflecting back on that time of my life. It's a very dynamic time. You do a lot of changing between the ages of, 18 and 25 as you adventure into adulthood. As far as my younger years in high school, I wasn't very involved. You guys are much more involved. Again, I went to 3 different high schools, so the continuity wasn't really there. Also, my parents were kind of off doing their own thing, so I was kind of on my own. Mm-hmm. But college for me was really a great time and a great time for me to figure out my life and who I wanted to be.
Mm-hmm. Were there any teachers that impacted your life?
Yeah, for sure. I did like my English teacher in high school. And history, I've always liked history. In both high school and college, being able to write and communicate is a really important skill, something I wasn't, the best at. And I remember those teachers really put a lot of effort into me and to helping me become, able to communicate in writing and things like that.
What'd you do during the summer when you were off from school?
Well, my family owns a trucking company and we were expected to work. And so, I would actually travel to the Port of Los Angeles when I was in high school, and I would work at our trucking company, which was located in a very industrial area in Long Beach and, not glamorous whatsoever. But it taught me a lot about business and working and logistics. And I worked in the office, and that's something I did. Of course, I had fun with my friends and whatnot, but I needed money. My parents really didn't give me money. They really expected us to work. So we worked in the summers. When I wanted to live in San Francisco in the Bay Area, I also worked for my family's trucking company in Oakland, in the Port of Oakland. And after college, I did that for about 10 years. So I definitely worked in the summers.
Mm-hmm. Other than that, did you do any jobs when you were like during the school year?
Yes, I learned how to wrap presents. So I wrapped presents, yes, at Bullock's and in the mall when I was your age.
Did you do that year round?
No, just seasonally. They'd have a wrapping stand in the middle of the mall and I'd wrap presents.
Were there any other jobs you did?
I worked at a hamburger place and I made $3.25 an hour.
Wow. If you could go back and relive your teenage years, would you?
Oh, not my teenage years. My 20s, for sure.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, what lessons has work taught you?
You know, being reliable, holding your part is a really important life skill. You need to be able to be relied on and not flake or bail or all these things that don't make you a productive person. Also using your time wisely. Making decisions. Sometimes you have to make quick decisions, and I really trust my gut on quick decisions. So I enjoy working. I had a lot of success when I was working, and it's also kind of afforded me the life that I have today.
When you were younger, what did you imagine your job would be?
Well, I always felt obligated to work for my family's business. Which I don't know. I look back and I don't know if that was good or bad because it wasn't something I really enjoyed. It was, you know, in the steel industry, working in the ports, and it wasn't very much what a 20-year-old would want to do, but I did it out of kind of an obligation to my family. I think if I would have chose a career where I was more passionate about it, I might still be part of that career.
How's your life different from what you imagined as a teenager?
My life has been really fulfilling. I'm very grateful, thankful. You know, I pretty much, as a teenager, really kind of lived in the moment. I can't really think that I ever thought about what I would be like when I was older.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you're gonna, like, I don't know, what do you think your life was gonna be like?
No, I mean, it's pretty much, I've always kind of had my own, I just did what I wanted to do. I didn't really project into the future, because you can't predict the future and you have to live for the moment and today. Mm-hmm. No, there's no guarantees for tomorrow.
Describe your marriage proposal.
Oh, my marriage proposal was really fun. I was at home. I had just bought my first home, and Dad was courting me. He was living in San Francisco and I was living in Oakland. And at Christmas time, he put a present under the tree, a big box.
Oh, are those the boxes we still have?
We still have those boxes. And I opened each box one by one and there was a little card. And I got to a teeny tiny box at the end. And my engagement ring was in it.
Aww.
With the proposal.
How did you meet Dad?
I met my husband at my boyfriend's birthday party, which I know you think is very scandalous, but I lived in San Francisco and we were always running around in a big group. And by the time I met Dad, I was actually really wanting to find someone that really wanted to be serious and be serious about a commitment.
How did Dad end up in that group?
Oh, it just happens.
Was he friends with Ken?
Sure.
Was Ken upset?
No, because Ken... No, okay. It wasn't that deep. I know that it's different today. People were a little more laid back. Your generation's a little more...
Okay. Tell me about your wedding day.
Well, my wedding day was a bit compromised because I got married 3 weeks after 9/11. So the world was kind of paused at the moment. I knew people who were killed in 9/11 because my generation, I was in my early 30s, was really affected by that because they were people that were starting their families, their professional careers, where they were really upwardly mobile. And I did have a valedictorian from my school who was killed in 9/11, and then my childhood neighbor who was in the Twin Towers. So that really affected me. So our wedding was supposed to be in Hawaii, and we wanted to go ahead and get married, but we didn't know if we could get to Hawaii. So being from Southern California, we just decided it would be best to go to Southern California. We were still going to Hawaii anyway. And we surprised everybody because we didn't want people to get on planes. No one wanted to fly at that point. And we got married in my sister's backyard at a party that was supposed to be like a sending away party for us to go get married in Hawaii. But we surprised everybody. And I'm so glad I did it because my parents, the people who mattered, were there. And as you know, we lost both sets of parents within the first 10 years of our marriage. So I lost my parents pretty young, but thankfully they were at my wedding and they saw me get married, and they wouldn't have necessarily been there if we went to Hawaii. So it was just going to be the two of us.
Mm-hmm. So where'd you spend your honeymoon?
Was that in Hawaii? Well, in Hawaii. So we ended up going to Hawaii, and but we went to Hawaii and we were already married.
Nice. Okay. That's the end of the interview. Thank you.
Thank you.